coat. She got up and went in the house.
She was good when you saw her.
She went in the house, stuck her neck out the door, she had snuff running all around. She's a nice looking girl, she ain't no snuff in her mouth. So, she's, little boy, he come on the floor for you, that's where I was. I stand on the porch, that's home for man in the room.
You a nitty?
Couldn't say nitty. I was talking to the man. He said, he's shutting down the phone.
He said, you a nitty?
And I thought about what he said. I said, no.
You see them peoples in the car there?
I was the blackest one of the bunch.
Yeah?
I said, them niggas.
He grabbed me and lost me. He got out. He stood there and helped me, and he's just trembling. He stood there and helped me until the man, I say he was calling me up for a steal of that building over there. He come back and he handed me the stuff.
So I got it and got in the car. Turned around and went on back. Well, my girlfriend's in the car. Now, my friend didn't, he was pulling a joke on me and says, yes.
I didn't know you had children right here. I said, I ain't got no children right here. He was over there. He's telling me, he said, what was that little boy holding your leg for? He been round it up.
I said, you know what that boy was asking me? He said, no. I said, yeah, me. Was I a nigger? And I told him, no, the nigger was in the car.
And let's go back and kill him now before he goes.
And the boy was just holding me, just trembling and holding me, looking at people around at him. But he thought he had a good one on me, you know, because the girl been sitting beside of me. He trying to show that I had the kid was my kid, you know, by his mama running in the house. And he was there staying with him, but he was staying with me because he was scared of them in the car. He didn't know one from the other.
He
scared of the nigga. And I was the blackest one. If it's going to go by the nigga, I was the blackest one. Oh, Lord. Y'all have been taught some weird things about us, which have always been wrong. Like the German told me, speaking. We were talking one day, and he said he was taught to hate me, be an enemy to me, and I was taught to be an enemy to him, which we have heard some bad things about the Germans. You have, I have, and everybody else has. But I found them to be just ordinary people. If they have a way that we don't have, we have a way that they don't have. You find some bad white people, you find some good white people, always. You find some hateful Germans, and you find most of them are good. The biggest thing I did oversee was the love. What it was like, how it was. But I am, and when you sum it all up, it's not a bit more different than it is right here. You got a society you live in, I got a society I live in. And most of the time, they're not the same. So I shouldn't get mad at you about something that you've got alive. You shouldn't get mad at me about my life. But after all, we're human.
Yeah.
We have different eyes.
Well, that's a good thing, and I guess a bad thing too about our lives.